Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
To get to Picket Mania, you know, Mike Tomlin's a bad coach, and Matt Canada's a bad coach. That offensive line's bad. The sun was in his eyes, right? They hadn't dropped yet. There were so many reasons why it wasn't good. It's not his fault he's got tiny baby hands. From Pickett Propaganda to, that's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah, I wish I would have had that 2 hours ago.
That was good.
But it's pretty good now. But to do that, to talk about the fate of the Guardians, to talk about timing with Darius Garland, trade ideas, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on of Fox basketball coverage of Cleveland. It's the great John Fante joins us now. What's up, buddy?
Wow, I can't believe that hockey. You guys are special. You really are.
I've never said that we are anything other than special. And that's why you're here, because you're special too, bud.
Christopher Walken is also one of my favorites. I mean, I'm an old soul, and he is in Wedding Crashers A+. I could watch that movie on loop.
All right, we all say our favorite Walken movie on the count of three, okay? One.
I just said it, but go ahead. Here
one,
we go.
Two, three. Pool Hall Junkies. You guys all suck. No one wanted to play along. John, where are you, buddy?
He's staying a little tired.
Where are you, John? Where are you, John?
It's Wedding Crashers for me, but again, I'm a little bit newer school with him. But
no, it's not even you. John, that was cold. I've defended him in an Aunt Kelly, Kenny Pickoff thing, whatever the hell that was, in the previous hour, and he left me to just die on an island. Where's my Wilson volleyball, John?
Can you really be surprised?
Where's my Wilson volleyball? No, I can't be surprised.
No,
unbelievable.
Catch me if you can, by the way.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, quite good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, sir. Let's go here. Is it unfair to write off Kenny Pickett?
Well, I don't think it's unfair to write him off. I also think that it's unfair to expect that he's going to be, you know, something that's more than the definition of average. I mean, what are your you have to ask yourself first, what are the honest expectations for this guy? There's not enough subject matter to say when in 13 games in 2022, he had 7 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. And in 12 games in 2023, he had 6 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Last year, he had 5 games, 1 star, and obviously a backup. I mean, look, he's viewed as a backup stopgap option in this league. I wouldn't sit here and totally write him off. I think it's too early to do that right now in June, on June 17th. I think that would be a little much, because I don't think that the Browns are writing him off, because they did trade for him and made a move to get him. So I just think that if you're the Browns and you're trying to make the most out of this year, I guess I don't know like where Kenny Pickett falls in that realm. To me, I'm more curious to see if either one of these rookies has anything. And that, we might not find that out till like week 13 or 14, because I'm not advocating for a rookie to start week one, as we've talked about on this show. And I actually think that that's for a spring off conversation. But I think that if you're the Browns, like if you're starting Kenny Pickett and the plan is to do that, then I don't, you're not planning on winning football games. So I'm not totally writing him off. I think that he's on this roster, you know, for the reason of where they stand as an organization, which again is not close to the top of the league. But I don't know how impactful of the four options. Like, I don't know how purposeful starting him is really going to be when it, to me, if you're starting him, his purpose is to just be this 2025 quarterback and to set you up for a top five pick in the 2026 draft.
John, some are calling what happened with Shedeur Sanders last week the greatest mandatory minicamp of all time.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on.
It was me.
It's him. It was me.
Well, yeah, I'm going to let you throw me down twice in a segment. I'll jump on that bomb before it even goes off. So, John, what do you make of the idea that Shedeur last week was just startling to everybody that saw?
Well, I look, mandatory minicamp parades and banners have been hung not just by the Cleveland Browns, but by a lot of organizations in NFL history. I would say, just like with Pickett, and it might not be the popular clickbait take, but I try to tell it like it is when I'm on these segments. Like, I'm not holding my breath here. I'm glad to hear that it was more positive than negative. Like, look, I'm rooting for Shedeur Sanders. I'm rooting for him. I want to see this kid come in and prove people wrong and show that he didn't deserve to be, you know, picked in the fifth round, that he deserved to be picked in the top five, and that he deserved to get a whole lot more credit and respect on draft day than he ended up getting in a weekend that turned out to be a nightmare for him, a nightmare of a wait. And I think that's all the motivation that you need and more. Am I going to sit here and I think it's irresponsible? And really, I'm seeing this around the town. I don't know what this show is saying. I trust the two of you and do
listen
to the show.
That's your first mistake.
Right. I've seen some discourse from people that's suggesting that, you know, he deserves an honest shot to be starting week one for the Cleveland Browns. Is it compelling? Is it buzzworthy? Is it fascinating? Sure it is. And if he really proves that he's the best of the bunch, then, you know, like, am I intrigued? Am I entertained? Of course I am. But if you're really trying to sit here and go with Shedeur Sanders beyond 2025, I don't know if it's the best idea, and I would say it is not. It is not the best in the best interest of his development and him being a quarterback for the long term to roll him out there week one this upcoming season, when I still think that you're going to have more questions than answers about your entire roster that go beyond just the quarterback position. That is my take. I don't mind if it's week five or six. I think there's a difference there, guys. I do. Others might not think that. I'd get in plenty of work in the preseason, and I would see what you've got with both rookie quarterbacks, because the fundamental point remains, guys, and I don't know if this to me is not getting talked about. If you go ahead and have Dylan Gabriel be a mammoth bust, right? Or, oh, he's not ready. Yeah, you know what? Not ready he's going to be. He's just not an NFL quarterback. Then how the heck did you pick that guy in the third round of the NFL draft? How the heck did you go out and get him when you got him? We were perplexed then. We'd be even more perplexed, and that would be them admitting, hey, we screwed up. Because when they made that pick, I thought, what on earth are we doing here? When Sanders was on the board, they could have gotten Gabriel in the fifth round. That fundamental point still sticks with me. And, you know, I know the reviews haven't exactly been rave about Dylan Gabriel, but I can't help but think about that when I'm looking at Andrew Berry and the Browns front office. But I do think we're going to see Shedeur Sanders at some point sooner than later, because if you're Andrew Berry, you're getting evaluated hard this year and you want to make it to the 2026 draft. But part of that might also be able to show that one of your draft picks actually has upside and potential going forward. So what do I make of the reviews? I'm happy to see them. Am I taking actual stock in mandatory minicamp reviews? No way. I'm not. I'm not doing it. I'm not going for the bait. It's fun topics. It's nice to discuss, but I'm not going to be swayed by what happens in June.
John, if somebody said, we'll give you $10,000 if you can predict the quarterback. It was 200.
John,
earlier.
I'm going to let you know. It was 200.
No, but there's John's a big roller.
But we just think 200 doesn't make it doesn't move the needle for you. You don't get up off the couch for less than like a grand easy, right?
Well, it depends what the stakes are. I mean,
stakes are $10,000.
You did offer me $10,000. Now it would be foolish for me to go back to $200.
See,
I mean, that's. Yeah. I mean, I'm not Jose Ramirez here.
Well, yet now, if $10,000 rides on it. But you have to correctly pick the one quarterback of these four quarterbacks that we're going into the training camp with, who's actually going to be here with a chance to be a starter a year to two from now. Would you? And it can't be put it on the field. It can't be put it on, you know, somebody the number one pick next year. It's got to be Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel, or Shedeur Sanders. If you pick the wrong guy, you don't get any money. You pick the right guy, you get $10,000. Right. This is very convoluted. I've really butchered this whole thing.
A year or two from now.
Yes.
You're saying a year or two from now?
Yes.
Not week one of this upcoming season.
Correctamundo.
Then it is Shedeur Sanders. Mm. It is Shedeur Sanders because of talent and because of upside and because you just don't go from what people were evaluating him as a month and a half, a month, 3 weeks away from the NFL draft to what ended up happening on draft night. You just don't. I will say that about him. I'm not a Shedeur. It's not that I'm a hater. I'm not. I just answered on his behalf. You're asking me a year or two from now that, I mean, guys, let's face it. The most intriguing part of the Browns season, if I had to like put $10,000 on something, it would be from like weeks, I'm going to say 8 to 18 to see what they've got in that room. And what they've got in that room is probably not going to help them win weeks 8 to 18, but it might help them win weeks 8 to 18 the following year, or at least it's got to provide clarity on what they're going to do in the future years. So, you know, you asked me before 2 weeks ago, I want to say, who I would start week one. Who I would start week one was Joe Flacco. And I would do that because I want to find out everything that I need to know about my roster. You know, could Flacco, like, what's the hope? That he recreates this magic and goes back into the time machine and, you know, does something cool and interesting and compelling. Like, obviously that for a Browns fan is nostalgic and fun, and it's not that long ago, but it is. Because you got all the feels for him. Is it in the best interest of the organization long term? Of course not. Of course not. But when your quarterback play was a downright F last year, it was an utter failure last year, how could you truly evaluate the remainder of your roster when your defense was on the field for the entire game and your quarterback play was the worst in the National Football League? That's why I'm doing it week one and not just rolling out Sanders. I want to see what I've got. I want to put, you know, a professional there that I know can make enough throws that I could find out some of the weapons on the football field. So the answer is Sanders in a year or two. The answer in week one for me is different than it would be a year or two from now.
John, have you given up on the 2025 Guardians?
No, not giving up on the 2025 Guardians. And I find the discourse on them to be absolutely ridiculous. This organization has made 6 postseasons over the last 9 years. And made the American League Championship Series last year, made a World Series 9 years ago. That doesn't apply to this team. I know that. Have I given up on them? Absolutely not. Their offense is challenged, to say the least, and has been abysmal over the last 3 weeks especially. But to sit here on a 162-game marathon in the middle of June, when by definition, yeah, it's crowded, but it becomes uncrowded if you go on a run like the Rays have been on lately. Do I think this team's going to win 10 of 12 games out of nowhere over the next, you know, 2 weeks? No. But it's baseball, guys. The three of us know things can change quickly in this sport that runs very long. And this is still a team that does have – June was hellacious. We talked about this on your show last week, that they have to get through June to be able to survive. Obviously, the start of June has been horrid. If they lose, you know, eight of their next 10 from here, does my answer change? Because we are trending towards the deadline, and do I think they're going to be strategic and do some selling potentially at the deadline? Yeah, I do. But I do think that the discourse around the baseball team in the town from quote, fans, not all fans, but from some fans, I saw one person in particular over the weekend say that this is what's frustrating about the Guardians. Say what you want about another team in the town or this team in the town, but at least they try. The Guardians have people in that clubhouse that have given a lot to the organization, and they've got a manager who did go to the ALCS in his first year. And maybe that's a little fool's gold in year one. Maybe things regulate a little bit, or there's a bit of a regression in year two. But to punt the season away, and for people to be saying the season is over, look, there's two ways this goes. One, you find a way out of this hole, and a lot of people look dumb because they end up being okay. Or two, look, it does go downhill. Are they not afforded a rough year? It's as if they have no room for error in the town, because this stale argument that the owner, I can't fight that. Nick and Jonathan, you can't fight that. That they're a small market baseball team. If that's going to steer you away, then that's going to steer you away. But if you're going to argue that you're punting on the season, that it's same old, when for the majority of the last decade, this franchise, this organization, this team has given you far more good than bad, it is wrong to just sit here and say the season is over, it's done with, and if you're giving them the time of day, then why would you? Because they don't spend any money. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of hearing about it. I know it's the reality of the situation, but here is the reality. They win a lot more than they lose. I believe that Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff have done things mostly the right way. And to sit here and say, the season's over and I'm punting, when I know damn well some of you have been downtown for a 3-8 football team to go watch them on a Sunday, it is unfair and it's wrong to say about this baseball team. They've given you a lot more. We got to be a touch more positive at times than the doom and gloom negativity, because at the end of the day, the three teams in this town, at least right now, I still believe that two of them are in a good enough place. The baseball team has struggled. But to say the season is done or to quit on them, they've shown you far many more times that that is an unfair thing to say on June 17th.
Like Bartolo Colon threw a 99 in the ninth inning. Yeah, good to the last drop, John. Great stuff, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
I thought I gave you walk in the beginning and then Colon at the end. I guess Colon wasn't good enough. He's our people, John.
He said thank you. What else do you want from him?
That's the greatest thing. Did you hear the promo he just cut?
A compliment from Nick Wilson. My life is complete.
I'm going to send you sweat from my furrowed brow because I'm so touched by that moment of you comparing the three of us or two of the three of us or one of the somebody to Bartolo Dam Colon.
Yeah. You really did him a solid there, didn't you?
We'll react to what John Fanta had to say about the Guardians and the status of your Cleveland Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I think John's living in his fears. I think you are too, quite frankly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This guy's coming at everyone today, isn't he?
I don't want him to start week one.
I don't want to ruin him.
Yes, it does. If he's the best quarterback, he should start.
Nobody ever said anything about ruining him.
The first six games are a gauntlet. That's what you're talking about.
Yes, it's an unfair spot. It's an unfair spot to put a rookie quarterback in.
Frank Schwab
called it the hardest first six games of a schedule we've seen in covering 20 years of professional football. You want to throw that guy out there for week one with that?
Frank Schwab or Shador?
Shador, you'd...
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Goober.
You're still pissed about the locket thing.
Well, that was just, it was just...
Pew, 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 pew.
From the Band of Brothers Watch It Sometime guy to just bust toss a teammate trying to look cool in front of John Fanta. I just thought you were above that is all. I'm going to be frozen anytime I try to do anything like that now. I'm going to be like, is Nick going to go for it? Is he not going to go for it? Ah. June 17th, you might have just ruined a lot of bits moving forward.
I got to tell you, what's your favorite Christopher Walken movie? He's 90. He's been 1,000 movies, all of which are great with him in it. And so, yeah.
Did you freeze? Did you just not come up with one of your favorites?
I couldn't decide it.
Okay, that's a nicer answer than what happened on the air.
And I thought it was funny if I'd bird dug you a little bit there.
See, you just wrecked it. You see, you had it with you're coming from the improv king over there. I would have thought you'd be quick on your feet.
No, I got Walken's IMDb memorized.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Christopher Walken. I'm not asking you for some like slappy that has appeared in two films. Christopher Walken.
The movie, The Rundown. That's exactly.
You haven't thought of your favorite Christopher Walken movie. What are you doing?
What's your favorite Christopher Mintz Plasse movie? Well, it's Role Models or it's Superbad. I guess I'll go with Superbad. He's been in two movies. Christopher Walken is Hollywood.
That's why it should be easy to come up with one.
No, that's why it's impossible. You're choosing between 20 awesome roles.
Wait. Did you have a hard time choosing because you're not as quick-witted as you thought you were? Or did you try to bird dog me because you're trying to tank the show?
Can it be both?
You tell me which happened.
Can it be both?
I don't think it can be. I think it's an either or.
No. No.
This is like the $200, $10,000 question here. You got to choose one. You can't have both.
I eat at the buffet of life.
Oh, is that what happens?
I can be a D for multitude of reasons. Yeah. Mostly for fun, but also because I didn't want to cheapen my Christopher Walken take. There's a lot of people out there that they're playing scoreboard with takes, and if I said the wrong movie.
I'm not buying it. You're going after Kenny Pickett's aunt. You're going after other Cleveland sports talk radio hosts in the city. You're unhinged today.
Thank you.
You're unhinged today.
I really am. This is good. But no, you guys are cowards. If you think Shador can play, he should be out there week one.
Am I upset if he wins the job and starts week one? Of course not.
So you're not going to do the preemptive? Not. Guys, this is super hard. Tamp down the expectations. You're not going to do that?
I probably will do some of that, but I would do that anyway if he starts week seven or week one. Like, he still is a rookie quarterback. Like, you can't... The people that think he's going to go out there and just be Jaden Daniels right away, I think he's got a chance to be good right away. He's not going to be Jaden Daniels right away.
But isn't the idea of him starting week one doesn't mean that he's done...
The reality is, if you start week one for the first 6 weeks of the season, with the exception of J.J. McCarthy, I'll throw that in there because that's a mixed bag right now, but you're not going to be the better quarterback in any of those games. And that's not a slight to Shador that you're not better than Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and everybody else that this team is playing.
Yeah, none of the Browns quarterbacks are going to be with
That's kind of the point. That's kind of the point. But with Joe Flacco, you at least have a chance to go out there, let him take the beating, and then week seven, week eight, week nine, you get him off to a better start.
I cannot be the only one hearing JP living in his fear here.
It's not living in my fear. It's living in reality, friend, is what it
let
is.
Living
in reality. Let Joe Flacco be the punching bag and get beat up out there. And then you put Shador out there week seven, and then we're off to the races.
Everyone knows it's just easy. It's easier after that, right? It's the NFL.
It will be.
Can you play or can you not play?
No, it will be easier.
So, like, this is where the
idea that all teams are created equal is just foolish.
Well, no, but this is where the rubber meets the road, and what's driving me crazy. Like, guys, we should want Shador to win the job, because if he does, he's the guy last on the totem pole, meaning he has to do the most to get the job.
No, but I think
so. This week one job is different.
This job is different. This isn't like if you win the job week one,
start him.
If you win the job week one, you are not promised all 17 games. No part of that exists within this current tryout that's happening.
You can say that about any quarterback.
No, but you can't say that in most quarterback situations across the NFL. Like, if you are the starter week one, most quarterbacks in the NFL, you got a chance to play all 17 games. That's not what's promised here. There's nothing promised here. If you go 0-6 to start the season, even if Shador looks good in that stretch there, there's still a chance. Stefanski trying to save his job, all these other factors that we have to factor in. The crowd gets restless, and all of a sudden, Shador doesn't get a real
shake.
Do you
believe in him or not?
Yes, of course, but I just want him to get an actual real shake at this whole thing.
If you start week one, that's the realest shake you can get.
If a rookie starts week one,
he'll have a leash starting week one more than any other quarterback, more than Joe Flacco.
If you were to tell me right now, I start Shador week one, and I got to week 12, and you won't make a decision until week 12, I'd sign on the dotted line. Because by week 12, he will have shown you everything you need to see. But that's not what's promised or guaranteed within this quarterback battle.
Once you start losing games, it's a crapshoot.
Knowing the Browns and knowing how Haslam and company work, once you start losing games, they make dumb decisions. So yeah, maybe that's a part of me that's living in my fears, is that they would make a decision to move off of Shador too premature, not giving him the right chance to actually prove himself.
You don't want premature Shador. That's what you're saying right now in front of everybody.
I don't want premature Shador.
All right. Mac, does that sound like cowardice to you?
Does anyone want premature anything?
Mac, does that sound like cowardice to you?
I think you want a nice, steady everything.
It sounds like he's giving himself enough of a cushion.
Yeah. It sounds like you're being a coward, too. I'm going to just call everybody
Guess
up.
Who's back?
Jake?
Guess who's back in the chair? The Bowie's back this week, Mac.
Jake, let me ask you.
Bowie's back in the chair.
Does worries about premature Shador, does that sound just a little bit like cowardice to you?
It's just logical.
No, it's logical. I agree with JP here.
Oh, you're living your fears because you're a Shahonk too.
A Shahonk. Jake just knows good quarterback play when he sees it.
Yeah.
He loved Baker the same way I love Baker. He likes Shador Sanders. He just knows a good quarterback guy.
Guys, we can't start Baker week one.
Just as a good quarterback. And
the
Hugh Jackson,
tomorrow,
and Hugh Jackson didn't, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, that's the logic we want to go
with. It was
with.
Dumb.
If
was
Hugh
dumb,
Jackson
Hugh
did
Jackson
it.
Didn't.
Hugh Jackson's here, baby. Let's roll with that.
Hugh Jackson congratulated him on HBO for winning the backup quarterback job.
Ooh, Mike in a car, agreeing with Shador. Mike, is it fair to say you don't want premature Shador as well?
You know what? It's absolutely ridiculous to think that a fifth-round rookie quarterback would start for a NFL team. It's just, it's ridiculous. I don't care what the circumstances are that he fell that far. He's still a fifth-round quarterback. So, I mean, you want that starting for your NFL team?
I mean, well, eventually, Mike. I do want him to win the job
because that means he's the best guy for the job. That means he beat out the other three quarterbacks. That's the best way to win the job.
I agree with you there. Win the job, but don't put him out there week one.
Why? What's the difference between week one and week seven? I just don't get it, bud.
Because you know what? You're throwing him to the wolves. You're throwing the kid to the wolves. Put Flacco or Pickett out there to start the season. Let him learn. Let him see what these guys are doing as an NFL starter. You know, and then you know, 5, 6, 7 games into the season, then give him a start.
Mike, we disagree, but I appreciate you, and I thank you for your call.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Guys, any time they put him on the field is throwing with the Wolves. They don't have a true number one receiver. Who knows if they have a number one running back? Who knows how good that O-line will be? Who knows how good that defense will be? Like, there's a lot of things to say, and listen, I wanted to ask Mike in the minute, but I kind of stepped over him, so I wanted to give him a chance to kind of finish his thought there. But it's like, did we feel the same about like Dylan Gabriel? Like, at what point is it just, it's too much to ask? Like, I don't give a rip that he was a fifth-round pick. You thought he was a second round. You thought he should be taken with the number two pick in the draft. So if he was the number two pick in the draft, there's not a shot in hell we'd want anyone other than Shedeur Sanders to start week one.
Why, the Patriots did it last year with Drake May. They didn't start him right away.
If Shedeur Sanders was the number two pick in this
draft, Drake May was the third overall pick.
Would you want Shedeur?
Drake May was the third overall pick.
Don't give me Drake
May.
I'm giving you, what do you want?
I'm telling you what is happening. There's a million different ways that you can do this.
Answer the question. Do not run. I want the truth. Not a walking movie, but very good. If Shedeur Sanders was the number two pick.
I think it'd be an unfair start to anybody's NFL career.
So if Shedeur was the 33rd pick.
This schedule, I think it's an why would that change from second to 33rd?
The schedule, if he's good enough, if he can hang, he can hang. If he's a good enough player, like he might struggle a little bit. Yeah, he's a rookie quarterback.
No, and I told you in this segment, I don't trust the Browns to have him start 0-6 and say we need to keep this thing going.
Sounds like
and
you don't
the
trust
way,
Shedeur.
The way that I don't trust this team in a lot of ways, and I don't trust the Browns. I don't trust what this team is constructed. And so if they start 0-6, any quarterback that they throw out there, and there's a real likelihood they start 0-6, is going to get run out.
216-474-0092. We didn't expect to do this. Is it cowardice if you are a Shahonk and you say you don't want Shedeur starting week one?
We know how this goes. We want to put him in the best chance to actually succeed.
No, we don't. He's not the number one pick in the draft.
Sorry, I want to put him in the best chance to possibly succeed.
No, I want him to be good enough to play in the NFL. That's what I want. And this idea that week one is some Herculean effort. Guys, yep, the Browns stink. Their schedule's really tough. There's no easy part of this. Like, you got to throw him to the Wolves because you got to see if he can fight the Wolves off. I don't know. I was trying to land the plane on that. Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, in the Browns package deal in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I think I finally exhausted Kenny Pickett's aunt, by the way. She just stopped responding. That felt like a win.
I'm going to hope she just went on a power walk because I feel like she had a lot of energy to battle back and forth with you all day long.
And then I think it was because I didn't respond in words. I just responded in like GIFs or memes.
Oh, so it's like, that's hard to get back to.
It was Kenny Pickett fumbling and then as the eagle. And then it was Kenny Pickett. It was in a tiny baby hand next to a grown man's hand.
Yeah. How's she going to win that response?
You're not.
You can't.
You're not. But we wish her well.
Yeah. Has the other Kenny Pickett Pittsburgh fans calmed down at least?
I think he might have blocked me.
Well, that was the right move. You really did insult him. I mean, it's not like you were nice to him.
He called me a classless moron.
I know, but you also, it's not like you shied away.
No, I returned fire with fire.
I know.
I simply said that his facial hair looked like it had been
you don't have to say it.
Other hair glued on.
Yeah.
I just asked him how long that took.
Okay.
Because that's what it looked like.
And his response then was to block you, which is funny because if I was a person on Twitter that, I mean, you have a job, you have your name associated and attached to all this. Like, he's got nothing. I would respond with all sorts of things if I were him.
Most people I refuse to block out of principle because most of you are not going to say anything that's really going to hurt me or upset me. The things I actually block on social media anymore.
Yeah.
I despise when people post graphic videos. Not those videos. Those ones are okay.
Are we playing on the For You tab now?
No, like there was a video of some person having to jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
And somebody had the whole video. And I just saw the first two frames and I was like, what do we do? Like, this is not what this thing is for. If you want to watch macabre videos, like that should be, that to me, that's smut. If you watch people get hurt or maimed, that to me is just, or especially animals, like that to me is disgusting.
Well, the worst thing is that, so with the For You page, when you refresh, obviously it's just going to be a wild card of things that could pop up. And you always have those moments. I don't have this, so like when Keith walks in, he's looking at my computer if he wants to. And there's been a couple times where I haven't hit the refresh. And then I'm like, no, what? No, I'm not just looking at, oh, come on.
So
like I had no chance.
So there, I'm not even going to give the hints on this. You already know what it is because I've told the story off air. There, we all send each other funny gifts, funny memes, stuff. You know, we all chats with each other. And by the way, not just us, but like with people in the media or people in town or friends, whatever. And there's somebody who once a week sends me something that if I don't look into what it is before, I just click in blind.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, it ruins my algorithm because it's a very specific thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the problem is that the reason why I say it wrecks my algorithm, it doesn't bug me that pops up because I'll just skip past it. But I'll be sitting with my daughters in a chair. We'll be cuddling and looking at reels. And like every six reels will be this thing. And it'll just
your daughters
like,
probably think you have a real problem.
No, my dad, why is that in your algorithm? I'm like,
I couldn't even imagine.
I'm like, and I'm tempted. I've actually shown Vanessa this person's DMs to me to prove the point that this is why this is in my algorithm.
She knows you still got to click on it at some point, you know?
Well, no, because he doesn't send every one of those, but one out of every four is.
I'm just saying.
Because he sends me good stuff. I don't know, I even gendered the person. They send me good stuff, and like stuff that makes me really laugh, but one out of every four things is something I have no interest in that I just scroll past.
I'm going to switch back to the following tab. That's what I'm going to start doing here. We're back to the unfun following tab.
Live life dangerously.
The For You tab is just the wild west. I don't need that in my life right now. I go on streaks. Like 2 weeks of that, and then I need to de-cleanse.
Are Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski still tied at the hip?
I think so. I'm curious to find out the people that think that there's a scenario that exists out there where one keeps their job and one doesn't, and then in what order that is. I think Andrew Berry has had such a rough stretch here. I could see a world where Stefanski keeps his job and Berry's the one that is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really find it the other way around, where Berry stays, but then Stefanski's the one that's gone.
I think that's the most likely one.
That would suggest, Nick, the only way that it works, that would suggest that he absolutely nailed this draft class.
Or they think player development is more of a problem than who they're drafting, I think is still up for debate. I don't know if it's real. Because it's really tough to tell, is it player development or you just don't know how to draft?
I mean, after a certain point, I just have to call it, I have to call a spade a spade.
But at least with Andrew, you can go, well, he's made 3 first round picks in 6 drafts, one of which was a top whatever pick. You know what I mean? Or like, there's a part of me that I can understand the past. So for me, I actually think that the thing that everybody blames on Jimmy Haslam to me might be the thing that ends up creating just enough separation between Stefanski and Berry to lead to where this thing could go if they're not a package deal. And that's Shador. I think Dylan Gabriel was a Kevin Stefanski pick. You know that. Everyone knows that.
Right.
What I probably haven't said enough is I don't buy the Jimmy Haslam thing with Shador. I think it was Andrew Berry. I think Andrew Berry looked at this. I don't know. I think Dylan Gabriel was a gimme to Kevin Stefanski, because I think Kevin Stefanski loves Dylan Gabriel. And saw the way Kevin reacted with that draft pick, I think that's how he really feels about him.
I mean, they tried telling us a million different times in a million different ways that it was not Haslam that stepped in there. I don't believe it. I still think it was Haslam.
And I think the only way Haslam was involved, I think once they got in the fifth round, I think Andrew saw that Shador was still there and thought, project, no project, dad is an issue, no or not. That is an incredible value. I think they are one of the teams that had a second-round grade on him. And I think Barry's said, you got your guy, I got my guy. And where I think this could become a divisive thing is, I do think that Kevin likes Dylan Gabriel more than Shador. As much as Kevin likes to play Mr. Neutral, and I'm not trying to say this in a bad way. Kevin's a human being. Kevin has favorites. There's not a coach that I've ever met that doesn't have favorites, even if they're good at not taking that out on the players involved.
Mm-hmm.
They're human beings. They're not wizards. They're not computer programs. And I think that could be the friction point where if the front office thinks Shador's ready or is the right guy at some point this season and Kevin wants to cling to Dylan Gabriel, I could see that being the thing that that weirdly enough is the thing that ends up splitting them apart.
I mean, I could see a world where Stefanski does get the best out of one quarterback this year, and then that's enough where it's like, all right, if it was Kenny Pickett in particular, because Andrew Berry gets no credit for Kenny Pickett in that regard, but Stefanski would get the bulk of the credit attached to that, and then the two of them.
The organization or the...
The organization and the NFL, basically everyone.
I think because of Kenny's ties to the Eagles, I think Andrew gets a lot of credit for that.
Oh, I just don't know because right now I look at Kenny Pickett like a lost cause. If he was all of a sudden, all right. So is Kenny Pickett the one way that the two of them are for sure attached? Is that what you're suggesting? Because he gets credit for the Eagles association, and then Stefanski would then get credit for building him up.
Yeah, I think that's okay. But even Joe, I think there can be some mutual.
I'm going one after the other after the other here. All right. So Joe, how does Barry get credit for Joe?
No, I think they both kind of get. I don't even know they get credit. They just bought him in. but they get credit for Joe if Joe wins, and like wins more than people expect. If you're a 9-win team with Joe and Vegas said you're a 5.5-win team, everyone gets that credit.
If Gabriel's great, then that was a Stefanski guy, as you believe. And then mm-hmm. Stefanski would have then built him up into being much more than what basically any draft analyst said that he could be.
I think right now there might be natural tensions that emerge between head coach and GM. Those are natural. Guys, they're not always best friends. They might talk a lot. They don't always agree, even if they're both sensible, good dudes. So the scenarios in which I'm looking at that there's, and I don't even suggest a riff, but where there's enough tension where instead of throw them both out, or how do I choose between these? I can understand that if there are favorites between the front office and the head coach on two rookie quarterbacks, that if you're losing and you have to go to a quarterback and there's disagreement there, that is the kind of thing that can breed the right scenario where one guy gets fired and the other doesn't. Especially if the guy plays the guy that the front office doesn't want and then that guy plays poorly.
I'd be surprised if he was able to actually play the guy that the front office doesn't want.
Are Barry and Stefanski still a package deal? 5 minutes from now, the lead on 92.3 The Fan.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.